that rocks.
Well, good morning. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we did it.
It's so cold. What? It's cold. So cold.
It is very cold out there. Hi, Kiki.
It's a little scary getting into work just now.
Roads are a little treacherous out
they
there.
They are. Like, definitely give yourself a lot of time to get to work.
Yeah.
I was just like, snow will be fine. It is slippery.
It's slippery. There's drifting. There's a lot of wind. So just be careful.
Yes.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Who wants to rush to work anyways? You know what? I told you.
It's New Year's Eve. Who cares?
Don't even go to work.
That's
what I'm saying. Just call it buy some sick.
Back in Missouri, we'd be out for at least 2 days in this stuff.
You guys would be, it would be the end of the world.
They would have closed school for the rest of the week.
Get to the basement! We're all dead! Don't you get it? Yeah, people down south don't like these kind of conditions. But you made it here safe.
You're
in your cute little Carhartt jacket. You're ready to go.
I'm ready to play in some snow.
Anyway, we will...
Boots.
Oh, you got your new boots? Those are not good for the winter.
Those are fashion boots.
Those are strictly fashion.
I'm actually a little concerned.
Yeah, you shouldn't have worn those today.
You actually have
nice winter boots, but instead you had to match your Carhartt jacket.
But it's so cute.
It looks so cute. I'm frozen. I can't feel my toes, but I look adorable. Anyway, we will give you a full look at the forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I'm very impressed by that. It's New Year's Eve. Obviously, everyone is. You took a bite of something right as we start talking.
Oh, I forgot I brushed my teeth.
Perfect
strawberries
time.
Don't go well with toothpaste.
Hey, we're going to have a
so
conversation.
Sour.
Why don't you eat something real quick before you...
When I'm hungry, I have to eat.
That's fair, actually. It's probably
be
better. It's better that you eat right now. So keep eating now
you
as I continue.
You were talking, so continue. I would have chewed it before.
New Year's Eve, people are going to be out and about. There's a lot of people on the roads for New Year's Eve, which is surprising at this point. You think people, are you going to make it? Should we just scrap this the whole thing?
How watery my eyes are right now. I was trying to get it together before you turned around.
No.
That was so sour. I'm good.
Are you?
Yes. Okay,
all
go.
Right.
Continue.
So, New
People
Year's Eve.
People on the road for New Year's Eve.
This has just been the worst. Just scrap this whole thing right here.
No, go.
A big Twitter a hashtag that's been going around is 2019 in 5 words.
Oh.
I don't know.
They've done that like every year.
Do they do it every year?
Yes, they do.
I don't know.
I think it's been 3 words in the past.
I deleted my Twitter account because I've never used it.
Yeah.
And I followed a couple porn stars on there because Twitter, you can show boobies and all the giblets. So I stopped. That's all I used it for. But
fantastic.
I'm just being honest.
Very interesting.
I don't know if I could sum up 2019 in 5 words. You know, it'd be even harder is the past decade in 5 words.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now
it's over.
Here's the thing: is it mean like does that have to be in a sentence, or can it just be a bunch of adjectives?
It could just be unpack your adjectives. Come on now. Do the old Schoolhouse Rock. And we unpacked our adjectives. Crappy. Really crappy. No, that's 2 words right there. No, I don't think 2019 was that bad. I mean, every year there's bad stuff, and I think we're surrounded by it. But all in all, I think the decade was decently solid.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. We saw a lot of cool things happen. I mean, a lot of bad things. I don't know. It's like that with everything.
I have terrible memories. So if you were to have me recap anything, especially even the last year, especially the last decade.
Yeah. You know, the meat
honestly,
dress.
Honestly, I'm just going to go flip through my Facebook and remind myself of everything.
Lady Gaga's meat dress was 10 years ago. Believe
That's
that
so crazy. That seems like way longer than that.
Seems longer than that?
Yeah.
I feel like it doesn't seem that long ago. It
feels like I was like a kid when that happened.
Yeah. Well, you were. You were young. 10 years ago, you were 23 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
No wrinkles on your face.
Oh,
thinner.
Yeah, unmarried.
Unmarried. Just
pre-Brock.
Just running through the dudes. It was great. It was a very
time
good time.
Of my life.
Good you had bangs. That was a big thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now look at you. Disgusting. decade has not been good to you, Kiki. I'm kidding. No, you've aged very well. You've for the decade and what has happened. The look on her face.
No, I get it. I'm just a gross wife.
You're a gross old lady.
Gross old wife.
And it. I knew. I met you a decade ago. That's nuts. Bananas. Strawberries.
Strawberries.
Anyway, so just, you know, think about 2019. Think about the past decade when you're ringing in the new year this year. I think that's a good thing.
I think so. Toasting to some of the most, I don't know, memorable times.
Yeah. Of
the good and the bad.
The good and the bad. You know, you can't have the good without the bad. You know, it makes you appreciate the good.
Yep.
There you go. Speaking of good, Sharon Stone. This is pretty crazy. So I don't know if you know this or not. There is a dating site for celebrities, influencers, famous people.
Yeah.
It's called Bumble. I'm on it.
That's what that is?
Yeah, Bumble is.
Bumble is for celebrities?
Like celebrities or
I've always heard of it.
Better to do.
Right.
If you will.
More wealthy people.
Wealthy people or like it is. It's like, more of a.
These are the people who have blue check marks next to their name on Instagram.
There you go. It's verified.
That's
people.
That's probably a prerequisite.
It's not for the common folk like you and I.
Okay.
All right. This is for the
elite.
I've
been trying to
get
that check mark for years.
You know, because think about it. If you're a celebrity on Tinder or Grindr, it's going to be impossible. Stop eating the damn strawberries. You think you'd learn. What are you doing? Stop eating the strawberries. It's a simple thing.
The other two were fine. That's what it is.
Every time you take a bite, just put the damn strawberries down.
I'm so hungry.
We'll be done in 2 minutes.
Don't yell at me. I'm hangry right now. It will end poorly for you. Trust me. You let me do what I do.
So let me eat strawberries.
Even if it's making me cry.
You're like a toddler, you know. It's like, you know what a toddler like tries a lemon for the first time,
and then just keeps sucking
and then
on
they
it.
Keep sucking on it. It's like, oh.
Okay, that one was bad.
Yes, all right.
That one was not.
Let's finish the story, and then you can eat all the strawberries.
You're
watering
my eyes.
I know.
I look like I'm crying.
It's just like the previous four strawberries you ate. You think you would have learned?
Okay, continue.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Trying to talk about Sharon Stone.
I don't care about Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone booted from the dating app Bumble for impersonating Sharon Stone.
Oh, it was a fake one?
So, no, the star went on Twitter Sunday to explain the situation. She wrote, quote, I went on Bumble, the dating site, and they closed my account. Some users reported that it couldn't possibly be me. Hey, Bumble, is being me exclusionary? Don't shut me out of the hive. A Bumble rep saw the tweet and responded.
Oh, my God. She did not just say, don't shut me out of the hive. Is that the lingo?
I guess. Bumble rep responded, trust us, we definitely want you in the hive. Her account has since been restored. But what kind of world are we living in where Sharon Stone needs a dating app account?
Well, and verification.
Well, see,
extra verification.
That's not as surprising because there's a lot of celebrities out there that get, you know. But the fact that Sharon Stone, all right? Basic instinct, Sharon Stone needs help in the dating world.
I don't know. I mean, she's older.
Yeah, but Sharon Stone.
At some point, you have to look for other outlets. If she's been unsuccessful at this point, but she might be attracting the wrong people. Maybe this is a different route for her.
I guess, but here's Sharon Stone still looks.
Or maybe she just wants to sext some people.
I mean, she still looks fantastic for her.
Maybe she just wants to.
I mean, she still looks great. She shouldn't have any trouble locking down.
I don't think that's the point, though. Just because you're hot doesn't mean you can't still have problems in the dating world. Maybe she has a terrible personality.
I could see that. Yeah, when you're that attractive and you've been in the limelight that long, you're probably just awful
and Bumble,
to be around.
Bumble is, you know, online dating apps. You're primarily just texting and then sexting.
Yeah.
So it's all like fun and you're hidden behind a bunch of pictures. So your personality is really hidden behind, you know, like mediated communication.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to create.
They're not picking up on her terrible vibe.
I'm going to create a Bumble account.
Good luck.
Purely for
research.
Who
are you going to impersonate?
I'm just going to be me. I think I'm close enough. I'm a mid-range, semi-successful radio DJ.
Okay.
I think I could get it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to see what's up with Sharon. That's all. I'm just going to reach out to her.
I would honestly be, I would be curious to see what the prerequisites are for becoming part of the Hive.
Well, let's look into it. Let's take a break. We'll look into it. Okay. Maybe we can make a joint account. Like one of those weird married couples that get a joint account on Tinder. And we'll do it like
because
that.
Because we're clearly looking for other couples
just
to join in on fun.
Looking for that third wheel to
I think there's
boil
a separate
up.
App for that.
Weirder? It's on the Weirder app? All right.
Definitely.
That's your morning dump.